those who say it caused anything tomorrow, you check their approach to their lifestyle. They foresaw their downfall and never developed anything to stop it. Those who say they're in a transition of the process, they saw the downfall and they made changes to stop it. So that's the vast difference between the two types of individuals reading a cosmic or celestial truth. Now, we function between the two ideas. That is, we function between the fatalistic and the possible mañana attitude. So for that reason, we may be the only ones that survived the so-called impractical thinking. Early man knew he had an environmental law to follow because the earth turned on its axis. In 24 hours he had sunlight and he had night, day and night. And he kept track for that reason. So he would say to you, I see you in four moons, meaning 428 days, because a moon is full every 28 days. And that was where he used to keep track. But then he didn't realize that he was a walking model of the same idea. So his wife says, honey, I got to, you know, my peers are coming up in 28 days too. So that's another moon. So she had the internal laws while he was totally oblivious to it. He was more concerned outside than inside. And then the creator who put the whole thing together was more concerned of the internal laws than the external one. So for that reason, man is set up with an external process, an internal process. The external process is called evolution. The internal process is called involution. The two together is called a creation. So if somebody says, God created this earth in 6 days and he 7 days rested, don't criticize it. But if you come back and say, by the laws of evolution, that's highly impossible. Look for how many millions of years it took to move the rock. Don't criticize them either. Because you can prove both of them are right and both of them are wrong. You're going to prove the one right by saying, yes, this is 70 billion years old. This rock been there a long time. Fine. Carbon dating, perfect. And the other guy who says, oh no, God made it in 24 hours, 6 times 24. You don't criticize him either, because he's going to believe that his God got the power. Yeah, God got the power, because you're going to tell him, all right, take planet Earth. And we all hear this word, Richter scale measurement. Pretty fast, you shake up the groom and you got that measurement to look at after 24 hours. And so you know that this whole process in front of you is controlled by what? Mm-hmm. Your consciousness of it. Now that's the whole essence behind it. That's why the creative intelligence put himself inside of you. Now, come let us make man. He said, come let me make man. So there's a definite principle that underlies polarity. Us is a polarity. In our own image and likeness, the image has got to be atoms, and the likeness has got to be light, sonics. The two got to operate to form a universe. So what we got here is controlled sonic atoms looking like matter. Come let us make man in our own image and likeness. Male and female created them. Well, we know we got animal kingdom, and we got vegetable kingdom and mineral kingdom. and man is the improvement of the animal. But here's the joke. He tells man to go forth and multiply and have dominion over the universe. But before he can go forth and multiply and have dominion over the universe, he's got to breed. And you saw tonight the nose of that fetus is plugged up. Mm-hmm. And he said he's doing respiration through his mouth. He ain't breathing a dog and thing through his mouth. That's a phony baloney joke. No fetus breathes with his mouth. It's flushing solution and it's absorbing nutrient through the umbilical cord and appears to be constricting and dilating in terms of accepted functional qualification called life. He ain't a living organism yet. He's nothing but an overgrown tumor in the mother. But when you cut the cord, if that nostril accepts the air pushed in at 14.7 pounds fresh per square inch and constricts and dilates on time, we're going to keep it. If you don't keep it, they can try every kind of machinery to make it work, and if it don't work, they're going to do well with it. And throw back in the garbage and call it what? Good. So that's the facts we got to live in and not fool ourselves, mother. So this process is set up for us to look at, and the ancient men realized that the human body is a miniature model. And this miniature model is set up to a zodiac. That is a pathway in the heavens that all the planetary systems follow. And the human body is a miniature model of it. So, if God created man, eons ago, did that particular period is locked into man already. Every cell is carrying it as a memory bank. And it was in the age or Sagittarius. We are in the ascending movement. Now, it goes that way. The next one in across from this point is Scorpio. That's the zodiac in this guy. He didn't make it, was there. He came and found it. Then this one is Capricorn. And this one here is Libra. This one here is Aquarius. This one here is Virgo. And this here is Pisces. And this here is Cancer on this side, and this is Aries on this side. And this here is Taurus. And this is Gemini. Man was created in the age of Sagittarius. So he ain't gonna know it till he discovered that when he dead. You see, that's the joke about this process. You never learn anything when you're alive. You only learn when you're dead, but that's too late to come back and tell anybody. Gemini is a twin. So they say in the Garden of Eden it was a pure people. That was a concocted story. Man, as a being, was formed in the age of Sagittarius. But it has to move in every age, because the ages move in reference to the rotation of the planets around the sun. And if man was created in Sagittarius, and you move at one, this is man perfect, Gemini. The moment you move at one, this is going to topple. Then Taurus is going to come up here, and Gemini is going to go down. And Cancer is going to go down, and Leo is going to go down, Virgo is going to go down, and Libra is going to, and Scorpio is going to be over here. Sagittarius is going to be here, Capricorn is going to be here, Aquarius is going to be here, Pisces is going to be here, it's going right up to here, and Aries is going to go there. Now, if you look back through biblical times, the fall of man, and then all the stories that all the different writings are inferring, the fall of man occurred in the age of Scorpio.
The what man?
The fall of man. And Moses came in the age of Taurus. Abraham came in the age of Capricorn. And Jesus came in the Piscean age. So we can set up the Piscean age, because this is where we're going out right now. We're going out of the Piscean age right now into what they call the Aquarian age. This is Piscean age, and this is Aries, this is Taurus, and this is Gemini, this is Cancer, this is Leo, and this is Virgo, and this is Libra. This is Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius. The way early man in time of Jesus said, the three wise men, that was them. Inside of your mechanism is your Sagittarius, your Capricorn, and your Aquarius. In your Piscean age. So, Piscean means fish. The story sounds pretty fishy. But what is he going to do? He born in that particular age to do what? Raise man's consciousness. He was born of a virgin. This says that everybody is of a virgin, because the ovum can be used twice. But in those days, man didn't know how to speak scientifically. He spoke what?
Agricultural.
And therefore he created guilt by his language, leaving society to be self-destructive and very, very suicidal. We're phasing out of the Piscean age. According to the Mayan and the Hopi calendar, they say it ends tomorrow and cut off. According to the Vedic calendars, and it is a phase out, not a total cut off. we're phasing off. We have 30 more years before we actually switch in to the real Aquarian age, but not an Aquarian age as we know it. We're going into the Iron Age of the Aquarian cycle. So when you ask any realized master from the East, what age are we? And he's still going to tell you it's Kali Yuga. He ain't say it's no Bronze Age yet. He ain't say it's any kind of a more advanced age. He says it's Kali Yuga, it's Iron Age. But when you pin him down, it's of the Aquarian cycle, meaning iron being utilized for the first time as a metal with the capability of being lighter than any known process from a fixated conscious behavior of the previous 1200 or 1900 years that we know how to use metal. We're getting more and more sophisticated with the iron development of metal. And eventually, as the Aquarius mean air, we will learn how to make more metallic objects lighter and lighter, stronger and stronger, to defy breakdown in transportation through the earth. And that's the input of the intellect as the planet revolves around the sun. Your brain is exposed to more trace minerals and stores it by virtue of photosynthesis, allowing you to think you're a genius. And in actuality, you're nothing but a floating block in paper. But you can block the absorption and be a dumb cough by putting in a lot of junk in your mouth. Or you can clean up your body and be aware of your consciousness. That's how they said cleanliness is next to godliness or creativeness. The purpose of today, going into the end of the year, century, is to clean up our act so that we can be more intuitive. Now in the Mayan calendar, the gathering is towards a more input of feeling. The real thing hasn't begun yet, but we're getting there. We're shifting into the partial Aquarian age. We're not in the Aquarian age yet, or the Aquarian cycle. So if you put Aquarius here, I put Pisces here, I put Aries here, and Taurus here, and Gemini, Cancer, and Leo, and Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn. We see right away what is happening, and one can foretell the future from now into the year 2000 by the pattern. By the same token, one can see how to defend himself against being destroyed by the patterns. In the ancient days, they used to refer to this as the base chakra. Today we know it as the coccyx. This is referred to the sacrum, or the reproductive chakra. This is called the lumbar, or gut feeling chakra. This one is your heart. This is the throat. This is the forehead. This is the top of the skull. In today's language, it's coccyx, sacrum, lumbar, thoracic, cervical, pituitary, pineal. But how you operate with it makes all the difference if you function to live or live to die. In your Piscean thinking, and those who are going to follow the Mayan calendar may say it starts tomorrow, you're going to hear they're changing from their attitude of living to die. They're no longer going to think of
buying a plot to bury themselves in, the sure part will go out of business. See. People have stopped thinking like that. That's what you call living to die. Living to live is how to function now. So that would be the upsurge in their electrical field. They will tend to think of performing action without phasing themselves out or looking forward to phase out. So that would be their upsurge in their behavior and their thinking. So they're calling it a new age, a better view of themselves. Well, the Piscean condition is, in the last 100 years, people bought all their funeral plots and all the different things, and they went to work to retire. And then the day they retire, they never live too long, healthy person, and that's stupid, because that's what, for my working with people, the moment somebody tell me he retired, I say, oh no. Healthy man falls down and die 3-4 days after. Stupid. Because he's already cut off the clock in his brain and shut off these principles and not know what he is. By living the who instead of the what, he kill himself. But when you know what you are, physical immortality is a reality. Like that caterpillar and the butterfly. We're in approaching the Aquarian age. We're not in the Aquarian age as yet. Capricorn represents the government. Aquarius represents initiative. In the Aquarian movement towards the year 2000, the initiative is to let the middleman grasp the lead within the government. But because Capricorn is on the downward side and not on the upward side, all governments are going to crumble because of their phoniness before the year 2000. So you can read them out right away. By the year 2000, you'll get a real honest government, not before then. And that includes a good old America. Start out pretty good, but in the last 200 some odd years, she had to go through the same process of being weeded out. So those who can read it know America is living through the same principle for the next 14 more years to go. But we'll get a good, honest government on the planet in the end. All the phony ones will fade out, because that's the upward movement of Capricorn. The Piscean principle is in the genitive organ. And we have Sagittarius, which is a disciplinarian, and Pisces, which is a principle of balance between two opposites. So the upsurge would be to clean up our act. So all the so-called diseases that are appearing to be in the destructive end of the human mechanism and the reproductive functions are going to show up before they clean up their act. So we've seen AIDS and all these things popping up, but that has to show up towards the end of the century, because we're going to clean up our act as a government among people, then we're going to clean up our act with one another to each other. Sanitation is going to take a priority, because cleanliness is life and dirtiness is death. Then we have Aries, opposite to Scorpio, in the gut feeling. That means you lock horns with people for values instead of betraying yourself. You're not going to sting yourself to death like a scorpion. You're going to stand up for yourself. So every man and woman, you're going to be standing up. So you'll see from the year 2000, men and women are equal exchange reaction. No one is pulling the load and leaving the other behind. Everybody is standing on their own 2 feet. That's the name of the game. Arise, stand up, and live. So, but it wouldn't come into full manifestation before 2000. But gradually you will see the expansion of the balance between the male and female functioning to establish their identity. This is what the Mayans want to happen tomorrow. The Vedas know it cannot happen tomorrow. We got 14 more years to wrung it out before it becomes a factual existence or lifestyle. You can't tear down all the governments in the country, make them honest tomorrow if you try, or even the day after tomorrow. But it may be the start towards a more honest look of ourselves. It may not tear down the health programs and get them more reliable, but it will set us thinking. So the Mayan calendar is too fixed, whereas in the Vedic calendars we find the flexibility of the truth that we have the 14 years to go and that the transition is occurring in those 14 years because more and more people are waking up to the reality and will make the transition. But a massive program going on tomorrow ain't gonna do it. More talk than do. Do something that requires knowledge. Then we have Taurus in the heart and Leo. There we come to our executive functioning. Business will stop their so-called double dealing and become more lion-hearted and offer shares and benefits to the worker, or everybody will be self-employed, one way or the other. There will be no more worker system. In the Aquarian age, every man works for himself by subcontracting to another person based upon his capability and his education and his qualification. So that will throw out welfare systems and everybody will be self-employed. That's the real bullheadedness. Then we have the Gemini versus the Virgo. And Gemini is saying things as they are or saying it not as it are. A Gemini can do both. Say it as it is or not say it as it is. But in the Aquarian age, they will not be able to say it as it is not. They'll be forced to say it as it is. So they become more reliable news carriers, reporters, and everything, and the news will be more virginal, more factual, and less pseudo. So we'll have a much more clearer view and perspective in communication with one another, and it's due to come about when we accept what we are. Then we come to the pituitary gland, the major decision-making, and it's Cancer. We're going to quit fooling ourselves, quit double-dealing, and be very straightforward. Therefore, diseases like cancer that is based upon self-denial and self-fooling will end. That's why they call it disease without cause. You can't find a cause for cancer. You can find them all over your body. And if you take a cancer patient and examine his blood, he's full of protein minus nitrogen. You give him protein with nitrogen and the cancer is gone. So that tells you right away, nitrogen is a gas that is responsible for your willpower to stick things out and act. And if you don't get the food with nitrogen inside of you, they're going to bury you pretty fast because you lost the will to live. So if you're going to constantly cook food, you're going to phase out. As you approach the Aquarian age, we're going to become very selective in our eating. And it's not quantity. Quit double dealing and be very straightforward. Therefore, diseases like cancer that is based upon self-denial and self fooling will end. That's why they call it disease without cause. You can't find a cause for cancer. You can find them all over your body. And if you take a cancer patient and examine his blood, he's full of protein minus nitrogen. You give him protein with nitrogen and the cancer is gone. So that tells you right away, nitrogen is a gas that is responsible for your willpower to stick things out and act. And if you don't get the food with nitrogen inside of you, they're going to bury you pretty fast because you lost the will to live. So if you're going to constantly cook food, you're going to figure it out. As we approach the Aquarian age, we're going to become very selective in our eating. And it's not quantity, it's more quality, and when you eat it, for the benefit of your existence. So, the decision making principle in you will be geared to an ongoing lifestyle known as longevity lifestyle. You're not living to die no more, you're living to live. And not living for tomorrow, you're living for now. And you're acting now, and you're making statements about something you're not going to do. Because your consciousness is going to open to make you respect your health. And all you have is your breath. You can be the richest man, and don't breathe, they bury you. You can be the smartest man, and you don't breathe, they bury you. As long as you're breathing, you can acquire riches and knowledge. And that's the difference, because you can be honest with yourself then. Last but not least, the top of the skull is Leo, king of your emotions for the first time. They call it king of the beasts. Well, you're going to be in charge of your emotions. You're going to be in charge of your spiritual life. Nobody's going to tell you to go to church because it ain't going to be practical anymore. The church is you, and the creative principle is in you. And you'll find out that the sooner you accept the God in you, you got it all put together. It's not in a church, because if you look in a church, you'll never find God. But look inside of your heart, you're going to find two things. Either you lie to yourself, or you're honest with yourself. If you lie to yourself, only you know it. If you're honest with yourself, only you know it. And God don't let nobody know anything. So that's why he's so great. You always can confide in him. So you talk to your heart, and it tells you you're a phony, you ain't gonna expose it to nobody. If it tells you you're a good guy, you ain't gonna tell nobody either. So that's how you know you're real and on top of your situation. You're king of your emotions. The Aquarian age will put you where you will feel to act responsible for your action and not feel guilty or feel that you have to keep postponing to get around situation. You're not going to be that way. 14 more years is a transition. Tomorrow can't be. It's impractical. Day after tomorrow is going to be impractical. But there is a peculiar phenomenon of tomorrow in the Mayan calendar. They can't configure it, their calendar, for it to be of an asset if they don't take it into consideration to start switching into that attitude before 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. Now when they do that, they're falling into the ancient biological clock, which means that they don't have all the facts, but they're pretty close to the truth. The biological clock is what you find on solid nutrition. Your body operates from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. It's called your lungs. You can have a smart brain, but if you don't breathe, what good is it? So your lungs operate from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. Every doctor knows when a patient dies between 3 and 5 a.m., he dies from a congested lung. So that's the evidence that the lungs operate between 3 a.m. and take priority over every other organ. From 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., your body should be getting you ready to go to the bathroom to empty out your colon. And if you don't have a bowel movement, you can be constipated. If you have a bowel movement between 5 and 7 in the morning, you're going to be on top of the health, and we are functional person. So, those who eat solar, and solar simply means those who eat how things go within their time frame, they breed on time, and they pass the waste out on time, and the enzymic actions of the body ingest and digest on time. So the very principle will keep them on time. And you know, when you drive a car, if it's not timed, you ain't going no place. And that's the same with your health. You can't buy health, but you can buy the timing of the pressure in your respiratory function in your body by correct timing when you put your food in. So if you're sick, nobody to blame. If you're healthy, then you know what you're doing to stay healthy. Now, since we establish that we're moving into the transition of the Aquarian Age, what is the benefit of tomorrow and day after tomorrow? Since their identification of lining up these planets seem to interact on a biological clock involving the lungs and involving the large intestine, it tells us that they themselves are in the process of recognizing that they got to clean up their body to stay healthy. They're going to got to start phasing out toxic waste in the air to breathe properly. And this would be the upsurge that man will become more and more conscious of the things he's doing to impair his health. Okay. In the meantime, other researchers were working towards a transition of this particular process, how the body can be healthy and take care of itself and not phase out and live to live. Man Jesus came in the Piscean Age. He left his knowledge. We are born in the tail end of the Piscean Age, and we're going to go into the Aquarian Age, and we may not even know what the heck to do with it. But if we can learn from what he said, maybe we can benefit and move on to a higher state of awareness and health. One of the things he said, man, that's this form, male or female, doesn't live by bread alone. That means indirect forms of food alone. But by every word, that means directly, resonant sonics that comes through the mouth of God. Mouth of God is pressurization where the sperm and ovum bonded to form you. You saw it there tonight, where the principles are there. We can't fight it. But sonics, the woman said the song that they were making is in there. They kept them going with their own sonics and their own fluids. We are coming in to where we can make the transition to go from less solids, more selective, and liquids, and finally train the body to resonate. Now, years ago, when I was searching for this particular truth, I fell off a building and I died. I didn't want to come back. I had a choice to go in an Ethiopian body and be born in the Ethiopian body, come to America to study business and go run my father's business back, or take up my broken body with all the pain, because I'm familiar with it, and clean up my act. That was my option. I didn't see no God sitting on a throne, but I saw all the saints in the world from every religion, and none of them would do a single thing other than offer me a chance to breathe. Then I realized, what good is all the knowledge if you can't breathe? What good is all the possessions in the world if you don't breathe? What good is all the magical powers, the miracles if you don't breathe? So the only thing that's worth having as a human form is breath. Breath is life. And life is God. And Jesus said, my God is of the living. He didn't say he was of the dead. If he said he was of the dead, I didn't find him. But I found that when I breathe, God is there, not as a person, as a principle. Where I can do that and there's no pain. I can hit a piece of rock and crack it. Years ago, if you'd asked me to do karate as a kid, I'd watch my brother break it, and I'd always just say, oh, my father said, you break it or shut up. So, I closed that. I did it. But I was doing it under the stress of closing the eyes. I wasn't doing it conscious. When I realized that the consciousness was the actual control of the breath, and that was the real life in the person, is when I fall off the building. That we don't have a single thing here other than breath of life. And it's the real God. All right. In 1955, I fell off that building. I saw an opportunity to live again. As I came back to my body to breathe, broken up as it was, I saw a kite in the sky like this. With a tail. And at the end of the tail were many, many faces. And I was in the kite. And I laughed because the kite wasn't really a kite. It was an actual configuration of the planets that is taking place at 3 o'clock this morning. Where they're lining up for the first time, known as what they call the harmonic convention. But for some people, it's a harmonic conversion. For me, it was a time and place where I had to be in order to meet those who needed to live. And only the faces on the tail are here tonight. I've met many faces. I was asked to go to a friend's house. I don't want to hurt his feeling, but I had to be here tonight. And he had to be here too, because his face was at the tail of the kite. I didn't come back for my own ego. I came back to finish up one thing that I promised the masters. I'll do the dirty work as long as you provide the flow. So they're going to provide the flow, which is the breath of life. And I'll do the dirty work and see you get straightened out and stand on your own 2 feet and be happy. And live to live and not live to die. That's right. Over the years, I've been slowly collecting pieces of a jigsaw puzzle to validate many of the teachings of the masters, but not in an agricultural way, in a technological way, because I don't live in the East. I live in the West. And therefore, to present the knowledge to the Western man, he's outgrown agricultural terms and he's fed up with it. It makes him sick with guilt trips. But when it's presented in technical terms, it doesn't have any guilt. He can cope with it and be a healthier person. So, the sonics is an actual science. Centuries ago, when Ponce de Leon left Italy and Spain to come to the Western world, he was told by the oracles, the same people who can see the future, no? That the fountain of youth was in the new world, And so he went and joined Cortes to come to the New World. But while he was about to leave, the oracle also told him that he has to find a golden violin if he wants to locate the Fountain of Youth. Pastor Leon came. He became a great violinist himself. He went all the way down to Florida, but he never found the Fountain of Youth. Because the Fountain of Youth is not something outside of yourself. And the golden violin is an actual instrument, but it wasn't developed in the time of Pastor Leon. The golden violin is the synthesizer. And the first man ever to play the synthesizer in art was Kitaro. But Kitaro didn't develop the use of the synthesizer as a therapeutic instrument. When I first heard the instrument, I realized I had found the golden violin, a piece of the jigsaw puzzle. Then I called a friend of mine and told him, now we got what we're looking for. If you can play the music and hold it long enough, we can kick over the Fountain of Youth in man. It's called the thymus gland. The thymus gland shuts down at age 12, just as much as a girl may begin her periods. The thymus gland in human being shuts down and you start aging. The Fountain of Youth is the thymus gland, but only music can kick it over. Only a restricted diet can help slow it down from shutting off. So for that reason, Jesus came and lived in the world, fasted, and made comments about the process. It took me a long time to find it, but I see today we have found the process. How to turn on the thymus gland back in your body, how to stop the aging process, and how to feed the cells without eating solid all the time. Tonight we'll be drinking a lot of liquids, although I'll give you some trace minerals to reinforce your own chemistry. The music is designed, now we can play it. We heard it a bit during the day. It sounds kind of weird and strange, but it has to do with all your internal organs at a certain volume. When we play it, it's designed first to clean up the sperm and the ovum, and then the bonding of the sperm with the ovum, and then to move the trace minerals so that the cells can live without eating. The evidence is there already. Those who have used the music can tell you this much. Prosperity has changed their life. They are looking younger and they are feeling healthier. What are you going to do tonight? From now till 7 o'clock in the morning, because that's the whole process, we're going to greet this incoming movement of the planets with the Mayan view that it is the Aquarian age for them and the end of the Piscean, but it's really not valid 100%. It is the phase out of the Piscean and the starting in of the transition of the Aquarian. Our real Aquarian begins 2000, but we got 13 years to clean up ourselves to move into it. So this is more of a transition, like a baby coming out of the fetus. He ain't ready to walk yet. So, coming. So it's a birthing more than a walking. We're going to play the music, and I don't want you to listen to the music. I don't want you to analyze the music, I want you to feel it. It's going to be at a certain volume where you're going to feel it bombarding your skin. You may feel thirsty and you may want to go and help yourself to some liquids in between, fine. But I want you to feel the music as it moves your own internal chemistry to align you that you will live lesser and lesser on solids and liquids in the future, and more on direct energy passing through your body by sonic waves. The elements are in the air.
Huh.
44 of them are here in the sky, all around you. But you can't put it in because we haven't developed enough osmotic breathing to do it. The yogis have done that already. But with the aid of the equipment, we can set up the body to be more osmotic and absorb from the air the trace minerals removing. This is a form of a Luther Burbank. Luther Burbank was a man who lived years ago, and he loved to eat walnuts. But he knew it took 34 years to plant the walnut before he could eat it. So you know that's a heck of a long time to eat a walnut. So he worked around on the walnut till he finally accomplished that in 17 years, from the time he planted, he could eat a walnut in 17 years, half the time. Well, this principle is the same. It takes you 18 years to achieve awareness of what you are to function on the atomic level with your brain. They call you saint or whatever you want to call it. But we can cut down that time gap now into 10 years maximum. The body can make the adjustment and go through all the processes of absorbing and utilizing the elements from the air. So what I'm going to ask you, when you look at the light, when the music is playing, there are times when the light will not light up. That is the resonance of the sound waves in the air at the depth of your own structure, where it validates that God is sound and not light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwells in man. There are certain resonances that matches, and the songs that are in the music are all the prayers in the world put to music. Those who recognize it, fine. Those who can't recognize it, don't worry. You can get blessed anyhow. When the light lights up from the resonance of the frequencies, they'll go from red to white, indicating that is affecting your endocrine gland the same way and feeding it. If it the red lights up, the base of the spine is being fed by that sound right then. So you don't have a single thing to do, it's going to do it osmotically. If the orange lights up, the sacrum is absorbing it. So any malfunctioning or deficiency is starting to correct itself without you have a single thing to do it. If the yellow lights up, that's the lumbar region. The green is the lung, right, is the heart. The blue is the throat, the thymus, the cervical. And the purple or would be your forehead, and the white, or violet, I'm sorry, white is the forehead, that's the violet. And the white is the top of the skull. Your body is being sonically nurtured and sonically cleansed. So you have two things going for you. You have a sonic colonic and a sonic nutrition. Okay. Excuse me. Get started. Do you want to go and relax in the bathroom and everything's going on? Go home, come back. A harmonic conversion. I would say this.
The process is more of a hormone correction in the human being on the planetary systems before the year 2000, allowing them to clean up their act and be electromagnetically competent to handle elements in their body faster so that they don't break down and their attitude of living to die will phase out and begin to live to live. So you never know who shows up. So when they show up, the only one is supposed to be there. So I saw you before you ever came.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Adana, what would be the first endocrine gland? In the second.
Well, the gonads.
The gonads in the first?
Hmm? There's the output end and the input gonads. It works to release and it works to build up. That's lucky. Okay.
Still changing my life. Thank you.